Hello everybody, it's MoosTall23 back in their video. This video is a little bit different in that I'm reading from something which I've written. This is from a work which I've been working on since December of 2018, around the same time I began the anti-Mormonism essay. And this is an apologetics work which defends what the Bible says against the claims of these skeptics. And this particular excerpt, this particular section is focusing on the claim by skeptics that the Bible is based off of paganism and that it borrows from other pagan religions. But I'll show you in this video that that's not true, and it's actually the other way around, that the majority, if not all, of the pagan religions in the world got their myths, their gods and everything from the deification of their ancestors, who were real men, not gods, that were given in the Bible. And I'll show exactly what's going on in this video. So without any further ado, I'm going to start reading. So critics still attack the origins of the Bible and Christian belief, usually by positing two claims: that the Bible and its stories, especially that of Genesis, have little difference with that of paganism, and in fact originate from the pagan polytheistic religions of the Middle East, and two, that the life of Jesus Christ was fabricated, and the person is simply an invented character based on earlier myths of figures like Buddha, Krishna, Horus, etc. However, these two claims are rejected even by many non-Christian historians on the basis that they have no foundation in reality. Through studying religion and the history of religion, only either an ignoramus or a person who purposely wants to reject God would come to such an absurd conclusion. Now, I'm only going to be focusing on the first claim in this video, and that would be that the Bible and its stories have little difference with that of paganism and originate from the Middle Eastern pagan religions. I'll show that that is false in this video. So in 1816, Anglican theologian George Stanley Faber published The Origin of Pagan Idolatry, which is a work that examines the religions of the pagan polytheists of modern day and of the ancient past to show that the exact opposite of what the skeptics claim is true. The Bible's records of mere men such as Noah and Nimrod are indeed true, but these stories were corrupted by pagans at Babylon and in the following centuries. The gods of the pagans are instead mostly deified men, and there exists a typology within these myths that universally unites almost all pagan religions into only a single religion. I recommend reading Faber's work as well as The Noahic Root of Pagan Idolatry by Drake Shelton, which expounds and adds to the information presented in Faber's work. However, it can clearly be seen that there is thus a uniqueness of Christianity, that the religion of the tribes of Israel arose within a world where people worshiped the same plurality of gods with similar myths and accounts, only with different names and minor varying details. I've already mentioned some of these accounts in this essay, so I didn't actually mention it this video yet. But now is the time to present, in much more detail, the typology of the pagan religions. The types and themes which are present in pagan idolatry include a chaotic beginning of the world and a rebirth of the world in a diluvian chaos, which would be a great flood, a cosmic serpent, a man or god associated with saving mankind from the flood, an egg from which the universe or a mother goddess hatches, a triad of gods usually descended from those who arose from the chaos, and a rebellion against earlier gods, among others. Let's compare some of the ancient religions, first starting with one of the most well-known, that of Greek paganism. The Greek creation myth described in Theogony begins with a void called chaos. From this emptiness emerges Gaia, the earth, as well as Tartarus, the abyss, and Eros, love. Gaia produced and gave birth to Uranus, the sky, who then married Gaia. Gaia also gave birth to Pontus, the sea, and Aurea, the mountains. Uranus and Gaia then produced the 12 titans, of whom was Cronos. Uranus threw Gaia's other children, the Cyclops and the Hecatoncheires, into Tartarus, which enraged Gaia and led her to plot with Cronos to castrate and overthrow Uranus. Cronos then, with his sister Rhea, produced three children, Hades, Poseidon, and Zeus. However, the first two were consumed by Cronos, who feared that he would be overthrown like Uranus. However, Rhea hid Zeus to keep him from being eaten. Zeus then, when grown, got his father Cronos drunk, caused him to vomit out his siblings, and castrated and overthrew his father. Zeus was thus established as the leader of the Olympians. In Greek myth, Zeus was almost overthrown later by Typhon, an enormous serpent who challenged Zeus in order to rule over the universe himself. However, Zeus defeated Typhon. Also in Greek mythology is a flood story, that of Ogyges, a king of Attica who survives a worldwide flood, which was said to have occurred thousands of years before the present time by Plato and Critias. We see all these same patterns in other pagan religions. In the religion of Rome, for example, the story of Saturn, which would be Cronos, being castrated and overthrown by Jupiter, Zeus, is almost identical. Saturn himself was a son of Calus, Uranus, and Terra, Gaia, and Jupiter had two brothers, Neptune, or Poseidon, and Pluto, or Hades. In Egyptian religion, instead of chaos, the world began as a primordial watery void called Nu, which comes from Noah. This abyss was often depicted as a god, such as in the Book of Gates, where it shows Nu carrying a solar barge with eight deities, the Ugdoad. Out of Nu came a pyramid-shaped hill called Benben, but in some cosmogonies, especially that from Hermopolis, it details a cosmic egg from which Ra is born out of instead. In Heliopolis, Ra was instead replaced with Atum. Other traditions gave the first being as Ptah or Amun-Ra. Atum created the other gods of the set of nine deities known as the Ennead later, including Osiris and Isis. Osiris was murdered by his brother Set and his body dismembered, including his genitalia, which was thrown into the Nile River. However, Isis fashioned his body back together and through him gave birth to Horus. Herodotus compared the stories of the Egyptian religion, equating Horus to Apollo, Osiris to Dionysus, and Set to Typhon the serpent. This is because Greek mythology also tells of a story where Apollo defeats the serpent Delphine, which was often equated with Typhon. However, besides Set, there existed an actual cosmic serpent type within Egyptian mythology known as Apep. Apep was the greatest enemy of Ra, and hence was given the name Lord of Chaos. This being could thus also be associated with Typhon. In Hindu mythology, there exists a concept known as pralaya, or dissolution, in which the universe dissolves and is reborn. In each pralaya, the 10 lower lokas, or realms, are destroyed while the 4 higher remain. Of these higher 4 is the Satya Loka, the realm of the Hindu triad of gods known as the Trimurti, which would be Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. This Satya Loka is located on top of Mount Meru, or Sumeru in Sanskrit, an enormous towering mountain in the center of the universe. The Yajurveda, one of the oldest Hindu texts, gives the story of one of the last pralaya in which a fish god avatar of Vishnu, known as Matsya, warns a man named Manu to build a boat to save himself from a coming deluge. With Manu on this boat are the 7 sages, or rishis. The word Manu has the same root as the word man in English and refers not just to the last rebirth of the earth, but to every kalpa, or cyclic age of the universe. The creation and origin of the universe is in totality in Hinduism is unclear, as there are many stories. One of the stories, told in the Nasadiya Sukta of the Rig Veda, involves no gods and rather assumes that the gods of the Hindus arose after creation. Another story talks about the cosmic egg Hiranyagarbha, which existed in a primordial nothingness following the Mahapralaya, in which the 4 upper lokas are destroyed as well, hatch different gods depending on the support. One belief is that Prajapati came out of this egg, another is that Brahma was the first to exist, and another that Narayana, who manifests himself as a Trimurti, was the first god. The Vedas, which identify Prajapati as the first god, say that he arose out of the egg which floated in a primeval sea, and himself emanated from the cosmic spirit Purusha. The sacrifice of Purusha by the other god which arose was what created all life in the universe, according to Hinduism. Hinduism also contains the stories of a world serpent known as Shisha, who is said to hold all the worlds on its hood. The influence of Shisha is so influential that folding its body causes the universe to cease to exist, and uncoiling causes time to move forward. Vishnu reclines upon this snake. In Germanic mythology, the world existed first as a void known as Gunga Gap. However, from the Gunga Gap came Niflheim, the cold realm, and Muspelheim, the hot realm, which mixed together to form the Jotun Ymir. Also from this primordial world came the cow Adumbla. Athumbla licked blocks of salty ice to form the god Buri, the father of Bor. Bor was in turn the father of 3 sons, Odin, Vili, and Ve. Ymir had a son named Thrudgelmir, who had a son named Burgelmir. Odin and his 2 brothers during this time killed Ymir. This killing created a massive deluge of Ymir's blood, which killed all Jotnar except for Burgelmir and his wife, who hid in a chest to survive the flood. Odin, Vili, and Ve then took the body parts of Ymir and divided them up to create the earth. Norse mythology also tells a story of an apocalyptic event known as Ragnarok, in which the gods all die and the world is submerged in water. Following this, the world will be repopulated by 2 humans, Lif and Lifthrasir. Important events of Ragnarok include the preluded Fimbulwinter, or Great Winter, and the initiation of Ragnarok by a great serpent which surrounds the world called Jormungandr. In Finnish mythology, the world was created through a spirit of the air called Ilmatar, who was impregnated by the sea to create Väinämöinen. This god attempts a heroic feat which ends in a deadly wound that causes a global deluge of his blood. In some stories, a duck lays an egg on Ilmatar's knee, from which hatches the rest of the world, while some also state that the egg hatched on Väinämöinen's knee. In Mesopotamian mythology, there existed several different creation stories of the world. One included the story of Atrahasis. In this version, the world and the humans were created by the mother goddess Mami, which is possibly equated with Ninhursag, who created humans from the world of a slain god and clay. The god Enlil, who had previously separated An, the heavens, and Ki, earth, tried to wipe out humans through a great flood. However, a god called Enki, also known as Ea in Sumerian, warned a man named Atrahasis, who built a boat to survive the flood. Another version of the story involves a king named Ziasudra within the Sumerian creation story. This story tells a short account of the creation of the world, followed by the story of a flood in which Enki warns Ziasudra to build a boat to survive the flood. The flood ends with Ziasudra's boat resting upon a mountain. The Epic of Gilgamesh again relates the same story in that Yah tasks a character named Utnapishtim to build a boat to preserve him, his family, and the animals of the earth during a great flood. The ship is called Preserver of Life, and it rested on Mount Nisir. The full scope of Mesopotamian mythology is later revealed in the Babylonian myth of the Enuma Elish. This creation story makes the beginning of the world a primordial sea called Abzu for the fresh water and Tiamat for the salt water. From these ancient waters came Lahmu and Lahmu, the stars, who were the parents of Anshar, the whole heaven, and Kishar, the whole earth. From them came the first god in the Sumerian pantheon, Anu, and the highest god and personification of the sky. Anu was the father of Enlil, the god of wind and storms, and Enki, god of creation, water, and knowledge. Tiamat becomes disturbed at the presence of the other gods and attempts to destroy them by creating several beasts. However, Marduk, the son of Enki and Ninhursag, fights Tiamat, who is personified as a serpent. Marduk, using storms and lightning, defeats Tiamat and is crowned as the supreme god above Anshar. These same themes are present elsewhere in Sumerian mythology, such as in the story of Ninurta versus Anzu. Also in Mesopotamian mythology are the seven Apkalu, a group of sages which was said to have taught mankind and who were half man and half fish, the first of which being Uana, or in Greek, Oannes. There is also the story of Enmerkar and the Lord of Errata, which tells the story of the first king of the city of Uruk, Enmerkar, a great hunter, who is the grandson of the sun god Utu. This tale has a story of a confusion of languages in which the one tongue of the earth becomes many. In Chinese mythology, Pangu was a primeval god born inside of a cosmic egg which split in half and became the earth and the sky. When Pangu died, his body parts became the different aspects of the universe. The Chinese also have the story of a great flood following the creation of the world by the goddess Nua. Nua then repairs the heavens and stops the flood. So the traditions throughout the world with similar themes could go on and on. But to summarize and to make clear the concept of the corruption of the true biblical story, I'll explain what the Bible says about the history of the world. The Bible tells us that in the beginning, God, whose name is Yehovah, or Yah, corrupted as Ea in Akkad, created the world in the first man, Adam, which is corrupted as Atum in Egypt and Protagonos, or first man, in Greece. In the Garden of Eden, Edenu in Mesopotamian religion, this serpent, Satan, corrupted mankind and caused sin to enter into the world. This serpent is Typhon and Delphine of the Greeks, Apep of the Egyptians, Shisha of the Hindus, Jormungandr of the Norse, Tiamat, Asag, and Anzu of the Sumerians, Iluyanka of the Hittites, Khadamu of the Hurrians, Lotan of the Canaanites, Zahak of the Persians, the Rainbow Serpent of Australia, Aida Wedo and other serpents of West Africa, Quetzalcoatl of the Aztecs, and Kukulcan of the Maya. Adam had three total sons. Two of them, Cain and Seth, were the ancestors of an evil and righteous line of descent, respectively. Cain's line are the Titans, Seth are the ten kings of Atlantis. After seeing that the world was filled with sin, God sent a flood upon the earth to destroy it, and that would be corrupted as Nua's flood of the Chinese, Utnapishtim, Atrahasis, and Ziasudra's flood of the Mesopotamians, Vainamoinen's flood of the Finnish, the deluge of Ymir's blood and Ragnarok of the Germanics, the Pralaya of the Hindus, the Ogygi's flood of the Greeks, Puluga of the Andaman Aborigines, the flood of Nu'u of the Hawaiians, and Unu Pachacuti of the Incas. God warns a righteous man named Noah, which would be Ogygi's of the Greeks, Nu of the Egyptians, Manu, Vishnu, and Prajapati of the Hindus, Nu'u of the Hawaiians, Nuwa of the Chinese, Vainamoinen of the Finnish, Bergelmir of the Germanics, Ziasudra, Utnapishtim, and Atrahasis of the Mesopotamians, to build an ark to survive the flood. And this ark would be Pangu's egg of the Chinese, the preserver of life of the Mesopotamians, Bergelmir's chest of the Germanics, Ra's cosmic egg and the solar barge of Nu of the Egyptians, Hiranyagarbha and Manu's boat of the Hindus, and the world egg of the Greeks. Aboard this ark were seven others who were with Noah, and that would be the seven rishis of the Hindus, the Ogdoad of the Egyptians, the seven Apkallu of the Mesopotamians, and the seven sages led by Oannes of the Greeks. Noah had three sons, Poseidon, Hades, and Zeus from Cronus from the Greeks, the Trimurti of Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva of the Hindus, Odin, Vili, and Ve from Bor of the Germanics. The ark rests on top of a mountain after the flood clears, Mount Nisir of the Sumerians. After the flood, God made a covenant of the sign of the rainbow, which would be talking about Kane of the Hawaiians, Bifrost of the Germanics, Iris of the Greeks. One of Noah's sons, Ham, performs a homosexual act on his father, which ends with a curse of his offspring, and this would be the castration of Cronos by Zeus of the Greeks, and the dismemberment of Osiris by the of the Egyptians. Several generations later, the grandson of Ham, known as the great hunter Nimrod, Ninus and Orion of the Greeks, and Merkar of the Sumerians, Cornunos of the Celts, Wepwawet of the Egyptians, Rudra of the Hindus, Rundas of the Hittites, and Ullur of the Germanics, began to build a tower in the region of Sumer. Sumeru or Mount Meru of the Hindus, the Eridu Ziggurat of and Merkar of the Sumerians, Montezuma's great house of the Tohono O'odham. This ended with God confusing the languages, and Merkar and the Lord of Arada in Mesopotamian religion. Nimrod went forth to build several cities such as Uruk, founded by Enmerkar in the Mesopotamian story, and was eventually deified. This was the beginning of pagan religion at Babylon, in which ancestors were deified, such as Noah as the gods manifesting themselves in three, such as Narayana of the Hindus. So this is a basic and condensed overview, and I know it might be kind of confusing because I'm kind of reading from parentheses here, but every time I start talking about the pagan aspect, that's just in parentheses, I guess, for how the pagan religions corrupted the actual biblical story and the actual historical thing that happened. But I think the point is made. The indisputable fact of the matter is that all pagan religions share the same general story of creation and the dawn of civilization, which would be the concept of a cyclic rebirth of the universe by a watery deluge, involving the slaying of a cosmic serpent by a god who often either becomes three gods or has three children. This is so widely accepted in the world that even ancient peoples completely separated from Afro-Eurasia, such as the Toltecs, the Tohono O'odham, the Hawaiians, the Maori, the Australians, the Navajo, etc., they all have these same characteristics in these stories. And why is that? It's simple, because what the Bible says about the origin of mankind is the truth, and the religions of this world all are corruptions of the true biblical story, in which they deify man instead of the true God. These stories have been passed down through the generations back up from the time of the flood. So, I hope you understand exactly what's going on here. I think this video is kind of confusing just because of the way I read it. I don't know. If you have any questions about something that I said, you know, you can feel free to ask in the comments. So, thank everybody for watching, and goodbye.